Hi, this is Jill Bodansky. I am the author of the book, The Almanac, A Daily Dose of Wonder, and I hang out at www.themuseisin.com. And I was just playing my harp right before I started, because playing my harp is one of my favorite things. And I want to talk a little bit about that kind of consciousness and read a little bit from my book. If you have my book, turn your hymnal to page 120. I'll be reading from this as well as, and I think my computer's going to make a funny noise when, whoop, there it is. I go over here. This is called Dog Consciousness, and let me just read it. The first initial dog diary and cat diary are from emails that have been circulating the internet, but I think there's something important in those emails for us to learn and apply. So this is excerpts from a dog's daily diary. 8 o'clock a.m. Dog food, my favorite thing. 9:30 a.m. A car ride, my favorite thing. 9:40 a.m. A walk in the park, my favorite thing. 10:30 a.m. Got rubbed and petted, my favorite thing. 12 p.m. Lunch, my favorite thing. 1 o'clock p.m. Played in the yard, my favorite thing. 3 o'clock p.m. Wagged my tail, it's my favorite thing. 5 o'clock p.m. Milk bones, my favorite thing. 7 p.m. Got to play ball, my favorite thing. 8 p.m. Wow, watch TV with people, my favorite thing. 11 p.m., sleeping on the bed, my favorite thing. And this is in contrast to the cat's diary, and I won't read the whole thing, but it starts out this way. Day 983 of my captivity. My captors continue to taunt me with bizarre little dangling objects. They dine lavishly on fresh meat, while the other inmates and I are fed hash or some sort of dry nuggets. Although I make my contempt for the rations perfectly clear, I nevertheless must eat something in order to keep up my strength. And that goes on and on. But I write in the Almanac on page 121, on my walk this morning, I thought, this is my favorite temperature. And it dawned on me that I was in dog consciousness. And this was good. It was about 63 degrees. On other days, 74 degrees is my favorite temperature. When I'm hiking, I like 55 degrees. Some days when I'm sitting outside staring blankly at the mimosa tree, I like 81 degrees. And when I'm wearing my fuzzy boots and towels, I even like 33 degrees. They are all my favorite temperatures. Why limit myself to one? Why limit ourselves at all in the realm of awe and appreciation? Now it's your turn to explore the fluid nature of your mind's ability to grasp dog consciousness. Whatever is happening in the moment, let it be your favorite thing. For example, I'm reading the almanac, my favorite thing. I'm working in the garden, my favorite thing. Being at work, my favorite thing. I just lost a love, my favorite, well, maybe act as if on that one, if it's a stretch. You get the picture. Feel it in your body when you say my favorite thing, your spirit, your wagging tail. How's that feel? Dog thinking is liberating. It's an enlightened philosophy, and it does what many people think is more complicated than it needs to be. It helps us love our life, whatever it is in the moment. The more you practice dog consciousness, the more it will unkettle the pit bull of your preferential belief system and make contentment your best friend. You might say it's dog magic instead of dogmatic. And I'm a cat person. If it's hard for you to make whatever you're doing in the moment your favorite thing, do one of these four things. Number one, imagine what it might be like to be able to be in dog consciousness. Imagining is a good first step when you're doing is hard. Number two, just let 5% of dog consciousness infiltrate into your discontent dogma. Little steps are often easier than big leaps. And number three, you have permission to stop doing whatever you're doing that you're not enjoying for dog's sake. So think right now, just for a moment, that listening to one of our Tellus wonderful recordings is your favorite thing. If that's hard for you to do, imagine what that might feel like. If that's hard, imagine it being your favorite thing just 5% more than it was a few moments ago. And go about your day trying on this consciousness just to see what kind of awe and bliss and joy it can bring to you. Thank you. This has been Jill Bodonsky. You can subscribe to my free Muse Flash at www.themuseisin.com. TheMuseisin. Have a wonderful day. Make it your favorite day. Bye-bye.